Let's talk with my next guest, dynamic duo, talking about the topic of mediation, stay married mediation. Peter Letzman, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Kathy Beatty, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. And congrats on the 17 years with the station.
I've got this rhythm of turning on the microphone button, so I want to do that for another 17. How's that?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for that. Yes. Love what I do. But bottom line, it's the messenger. So, Kathy Beatty, we had you on a month or so ago to tease us on this topic, and now you kind of bring your co-host here, Peter Letzman. So, Kathy, remind me about you.
I live in Grand Rapids. I've been working in the divorce world for the past 12 years, and we're going to talk today about one of the features of that work, and it's stay married mediation. I've been in the divorce world for the past 12 years.
And when you say been in the divorce world, helping those with these challenges,
leading groups, online groups, and support groups of individuals who are going through the transition of divorce.
All right, Peter Letzman, Attorney Letzman, share your history.
My history, I've been an attorney for 45 years, specializing in municipal or local government law. I've been a mediator for about 13 years now, and unfortunately most of my mediations are divorce mediations where we split up the assets and the debts of the divorce. I'm also a consultant educator, teach college classes from time to time, and found that this stay married mediation is really a need and really is rewarding for me, and I think for Kathy as well.
All right, and let's just do elephant in the room. You are partners in this work option?
Yes, we work together. We form a team that has a softer side and a more direct confrontational side, which is necessary in this work.
And Kathy does the softer side, and I do the other side, which is really very, very important because many times people need the direction. And especially in this season, let me introduce that a little bit, listening to your guests with Advent and coming up. It's very difficult for people who are struggling in their marriage when it comes to the holidays. I know people who have been served papers over the during Advent. I know people who have had court dates, and they not all want to end their marriage. And they are looking, they are reaching out, and family counseling, marriage counseling is not always the answer.
Thank you for that. Kathy, we talked today, you and Peter, with the focus on what you have to offer. Stay married mediation is working what the mission is. You don't have to stay in a broken marriage? Bring me to the concept.
The stay married mediation are for those who are desperate, and they think, okay, we have to get a divorce because the marriage is so broken. So we wanted to intervene and offer a stay married mediation where the couples can come together and work on those issues.
What talk just briefly about your experience, starting with you, Kathy.
I've been, again, in the divorce world for the last 12 years, have some education and counseling, and have been a mediator for the last 6 years.
Great. And Peter, again, you touched on your history.
Yeah, on the stay married mediation, I've been a mediator, a domestic mediator here in the courts in Grand Rapids and the counties around. And I've probably had contact with 1,000 people that are going through the divorce process, and I have learned what not to do, what the don'ts in marriage. Obviously, that's what brings them to court. So I thought, let's do the reverse, turn it around 180 degrees. What are some of the things we could do? And that's what we do in the stay married mediation, avoid the don'ts and perhaps encourage them to do the do's, what you should be doing.
Big picture, how does it work?
It works where we bring couples together that are willing. Okay. If you have one person who is out of the marriage and done, it won't work. But if you have people who are just desperate and they want to give a last attempt before they step into the divorce world, that they could do a stay married mediation. And that would allow them to address the issues honestly in a structured format. So, and we have the third party where we are asking the questions, we're identifying the issues, and then we are working on an agreement, which is actually a contract.
Is it a legal contract?
It is not binding in the courts, such as a divorce contract agreement would be. But this is an attempt to work on that marriage, identify those issues, and they come back and meet with us in a couple weeks, and so we check with them periodically on how it's going.
And Shelley, the folks who want to stay married, they're the ones that are really going to have to do the hard work. They're going to have to commit themselves to say, okay, we want to work at staying married. And that becomes a high priority, more so than maybe even the job and more so than painting the house, that we're going to work at the stay married mediation. And what we do or try to do is let them identify what are the problems, what are the hurdles, what are the stumbling blocks. Is it money? Is it communication? Is it mother-in-law, the proverbial mother-in-law? You know, and they know what it is. And we just kind of help them identify it, write it up. As Kathy said, we do a written agreement. And then say, okay, what are the steps? How do you think you're going to overcome the mother-in-law problem? How are you going to overcome the communications problem? And from our experience, to see what doesn't work and what does work, we give them some hints, you know, impact versus intent. And that's what I want to leave these folks with for the holiday season, those of folks who are out there, is think about, if you want to really stay married, if you want to have a better marriage, your communications, think about the impact of your words, not only the intent of your words. And we find that communication is such a big issue in stay married.
Kathy, does this take, I don't want to use incorrect words here, but the replacement of therapy? Do you work along the same side here?
Some people do go to therapy and try that, and some couples don't find that that works for them. I think because we do have that direct approach, we realize we are desperate here. This is either it works now or we go into the divorce arena. So we work with them.
Do I ask if, I'll let you follow up, but my follow up is, may I ask if you've had long-term success? Do you keep, I don't make light of it, but do you keep numbers on how many marriages stay together?
We do not, actually. We don't track them because it's totally confidential. They come back to us. If they want to come back to us and let us know how they're doing, then that's great. Or if we see them in the divorce situation.
Shelley, that I've had some success with that. And as Kathy said, we keep it confidential. We don't track them. There is limited paperwork on this. But every once in a while, somebody will meet, well, the folks will come back and they say that, hey, it's really working. Thank you very much. You get a note, email or so on. It really is rewarding. Just that in itself is the motivation for me. But I've had 5, 6, 7 year folks who have come back, see me at supermarket on the airplane, says, hey, we're still married. Thanks.
All right. Well, again, testimonies here. Roger says, I like the direct approach instead of beating around the bush. Jennifer, I have a feeling of relief and I'm so helpful. Is this working with both of you in this stay married mediation, Kathy? Is it such that maybe it's just a one-time Kickstarter or maybe it's a couple times?
That would be the ideal, Shelley. We would wish for that, but it never is, simply because the issues are so deep, and they've been going on and continuing for so long, and now we're having to get them out in the open, and you can't do that in a short amount of time. It takes, again, that willingness and that they come back together if necessary, and we work with them. And I know we'd love to talk about the cost of it and our thoughts on that.
Yeah, either that or send me to a place to find out more, but my notes tell me the cost, obviously it's not going to be a free opportunity, the cost is minimal compared to divorce. So yes, that's how do I get involved here?
You get involved by contacting Stay Married America. Just Google that, and that's the website, and you can contact us with that. That's the easy way of doing it. And the cost, for those folks out there who really don't have any money, money should not be or transportation or so on, should not be a block, a hurdle in getting this done. Attorneys, I'm an attorney, and between Kathy and I, if we bill out the regular rates, we're over $350 an hour. And folks really shouldn't have to handle that. So we've capped it at $100 an hour, which is a heck of a lot better than a $10,000 divorce or continue. I don't want to minimize family counseling, therapy, and those, you know, those have a place in everyone's life. But sometimes when you're really desperate, it doesn't work. And we've had feedback from folks who have said, we've gone to years of therapy, and gee, 3 hours with you guys have given me hope and given me direction and has been better than the therapy. So we are perhaps an alternative to therapy.
Yes. And again, I know I would think your average session is at least a couple hours. And then the parties do determine if the marriage has hope?
Yes, they do. If they are two people who are willing to do the work, and it is hard work, not near as hard as going through divorces, though. But if they will come together and they will determine that they're going to work on this marriage, whatever those issues are, then we can work through those.
And like anything in life, is early intervention key? In other words, if there are some unique signs that we're in trouble here?
Absolutely. And it's even proactive. You know, if you just think that, can I improve the marriage? You know, are there some things that we could do? But you're absolutely right. As early as you can to avoid the more hurtful words that go out, the more hurtful actions, the more indiscretions that the parties engage in, the harder it is to forgive, the harder it is to draw back, and the harder it is to reform the marriage. But it can be done if the parties are willing to work at it. Are you willing to work at losing weight? Speaking of the season, are you willing to maybe all those other things? If you're willing to work on it, you can do it.
Thank you very much. Peter Letzman, Kathy Beatty, team forming Stay Married Mediation. What are your final words, Kathy, with contact information one more time?
Contact us at staymarriedamerica.com. And we also have a Facebook page, Stay Married America.
Awesome. Good work is hard work is important. Thank you all. Take care.